It is Mind Food Radio on mindfood.com, and one of the busiest food editors in the whole world is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, and I've caught you on the run. We're running all over the show.
We are, definitely. We definitely are. I think all food editors, I don't think I'm the busiest, but I tell you what, it's been a busy time for food editors because we've got to be, well, we've shot Christmas, so we've had to be thinking about Christmas, you know, making those recipes, you know, deciding on the styling, so it's been a big time for all the food stylists and recipe writers and coming up with our trends and our ideas. So it's all gone to print and it looks beautiful. We couldn't be happier. It looks a lovely festive cookbook with lots of lovely inspiration in it.
Now that cookbook is 100 pages, and does that come out and do we get that with the December issue of Mind Food?
Yes, it's going to be tipped on the back, which is stuck onto the back of Mind Food. So you'll still get your Mind Food, but all the food's been put into a collector's cookbook. So you'll have, you know, something to keep for year after year, and you can, you know, mark your favourites and come back to your, you know, come back to even to last year's. We did this last year as well, and our readers really loved it. They could put it in their handbag, well, it's big enough. You put it in your handbag, take it to the supermarket, decide what you're going to do, what you're going to cook, or share it with your friends and who's going to cook what and who's bringing what. So it's a great thing to have at Christmas. So we're taking all the stress out of Christmas for you this year.
Fantastic. Now the other thing that we have to look out for are the Mind Food how-to Christmas videos that are going to be online from mid-November. So yes. What are they about, Michelle?
Well, this year we're taking some of our recipes and some of the classic steps that we know people want to help them get through the Christmas, take the stress out of it. You know, last year we glazed a ham, and, you know, it's right back to the how-to. So we're going to, I think we're making some bagels, and we're showing you how to make bagels. But then, of course, you know, if you don't want to learn how to make bagels, or, you know, then we're giving you an option that you can, you know, buy Abe's bagels, and there you've got a, you know, beautiful, beautiful bagel to spread for Christmas morning. So there'll be all sorts of how-tos, tricks, and tips for making your festive season as stress-free as possible.
Oh, that's good. So obviously we'll be learning from the best. Now, the other thing, a few easy-to-make recipes. What are some examples of those for the people that don't have quite as much time throughout the festive season?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when we think of Christmas and, you know, we've got the hotter climates, we think of, you know, just easy things. So we've got a prawn cocktail that, you know, basically you can just run into the supermarket. Actually, we've got a whole menu of items, and I'll run them through some of the really great tricks. You know, it's just a matter of buying a few essential ingredients in the supermarket. You've got the rest of them at home in the cupboard, and, you know, even if it's on Christmas Eve, you're going to be able to produce a buffet for, you know, friends and family that looks like you've spent hours and days planning. So we've come up with a really beautiful menu. We've used things like a turkey breast, and we'll wrap that in pancetta. We've taken some pears and mulled them in wine, so, you know, and then you can cut those into a beautiful salad with blue cheese. We've glazed a ham that's a store-bought ham, and then we've used a jar of marmalade and mixed some ginger in with that, so to give you a really beautiful centerpiece for your table. You know, another great idea was to make a really boozy strudel, and a Christmas strudel. So we've taken a Christmas cake that you might have brought or might be on special, or, you know, and we mix that up with some sliced grated apple and some cherries, and then roll it up into phyllo and bake it. And just simple little tricks like that are that, you know, when you think back of Christmas and, you know, the food that makes memories, and I think, you know, to be shared with family and people you love. So lots of great ideas there. We've, you know, even got a wheel of camembert that you can heat up in the oven and roast off some grapes at the same time, and you've got a beautiful platter for friends popping in. So lots and lots of lovely, simple tricks.
Fantastic. Well, look, I know how hard you all work there. Thank you for the generosity of this cookbook, because I think it really is a very generous gesture. So, you know, we love this cookbook. Hopefully you're going to get a bit of downtime over the break.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But, you know, we love putting it together. You know, it's one of our favourite times of the year. And I think Christmas is a time where people do get to stop and reflect and, you know, spend that time with the family that they've been rushing. You know, you might even get to do a job that you're thinking, oh, I've got to do that. So, you know, I think I'm going to get some downtime for sure, and I hope everyone else here gets some downtime too.
Brilliant. Well, food editor for Mind Food magazine, Michelle McHugh, thank you once again for your time.
Thank you. Have a good Christmas.